There is little doubt that requiring electronic logging devices on trucks to monitor driver compliance with hours of service rules was a game changer for trucking. And whether you like them or hate them, it's safe to say that in the future, trucks are going to be increasingly equipped with more electronic safety technology. So what might be the next big thing we'll see in more and more truck cabs? One distinct possibility, video event recorders. This is Eyes on the Road, presented by Help Incorporated's PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge, and welcome to another installment. Since 2010, one federal agency has been pushing to require the use of video event recorders in all commercial vehicles. It's just one of several items on the National Transportation Safety Board's annual most wanted list of safety improvements. But NTSB can only make recommendations to U.S. Transportation Department agencies, such as the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and others. In other words, if the devices are to ever be required on trucks, FMCSA would have to put a new regulation in place. However, over the past few years, interest in video event recorders has grown dramatically among trucking fleets, with a number of providers now offering such products. In this installment of Eyes on the Road, we're going to examine what the devices actually do, the pros and cons of them, how some believe they can improve driver safety performance on the road, and more. Joining me is a man who has a wealth of experience when it comes to such safety matters. Dave Oshecki is president of the Virginia-based advisory firm Scopelitis Transportation Consulting. It's owned by the law firm Scopelitis, Garvin, Light, Hanson, and Ferry, which serves transportation clients across the country. Before he joined them, Dave spent 20 years with the American Trucking Associations, where much of his work centered on safety. Before that, he was with the old Office of Motor Carriers at the Federal Highway Administration, which of course preceded the creation of the FMCSA. Lately, he's been going around the country making presentations to state trucking associations and other trucking groups about video event recorders, and we managed to pull him away from his busy schedule to join us by phone. Dave, thanks for being here.
Sure, my pleasure.
Before I get into a topic with a guest, I always want to make sure those listening thoroughly understand what we're going to be discussing, because sometimes the topics aren't exactly household names. With that said, when it comes to trucking, what exactly are video event recorders, how do they work, and what do they do?
Video event recorders are an aftermarket camera system that records the view of the road ahead, the traffic, etc., through the windshield, and they capture events when the camera is triggered to capture that particular event. Some cameras, some video event recorders also capture down the sides of the vehicle, the trailer, both left and right, and some capture events going on behind the vehicle as well. But the vast majority of them on the market or in the market today look ahead and capture that, again, the road, the traffic, and everything that's going on in front of the vehicle, in front of the truck.
You mentioned the devices kick in when there is a triggering event. What are some examples of these triggers?
Common triggers are, for example, sudden deceleration, in other words, a hard braking event, a sudden steering event, fast or sudden acceleration of the vehicle. Those types of events are typically captured because most of these camera systems, most of these video event recorders have an accelerometer in them. So the accelerometer is measuring acceleration and deceleration. So that's typically how they work, and that's how the event is triggered and the recording is made.
Now, are there inward-facing cameras, in other words, those facing the driver? And if so, what is their purpose?
Well, most of the cameras, well, all of them have a view of the road ahead through the windshield. Many of them also have the capability of having a second camera that looks into the cab of the truck, into the cab of the vehicle, and, you know, the driver space, if you will. And the purpose of that is to see what's going on during the event, what the driver was doing. Was the driver fully paying attention, fully at the controls of the vehicle, or was there some distraction, whether that be food or perhaps a mobile phone in their hand or something else that may have been going on in the vehicle? perhaps there's another driver and they were having a conversation and there was a bit of a distraction. So yes, there are many video event recorders on the market that have a second camera that looks into the cab of the vehicle. Now, that's an issue. That's an issue for the industry, and I'm sure we'll talk about that further.
Dave, a little earlier I mentioned you had been making presentations about video event recorders on behalf of Scope Alita's Transportation Consulting. Why are you doing that?
I believe fleets, whether they're large or small or medium-sized, are always looking to reduce risk, their risk. They want to lower their claims, and they want to improve their safety performance and the performance of their drivers, because you know that's where the rubber meets the road. So cameras help do that. They help reduce, identify risk, reduce the risk, and improve safety performance. So there's certainly something that many fleets are considering today, and that's one of the reasons that I'm out and about doing these types of training seminars to educate and to provide some research for those fleets so that they don't have to do all the research themselves.
Well, what kind of research is available that backs up claims of how video event recorders can improve safety?
Yes. Yeah, there's a fair amount of research. There's both government research and industry research. On the government side, of course, the regulatory agency over trucking and motor carrier operations is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. And several years ago, I believe the first research project that they did, I believe, was in 2009-2010 timeframe. They looked at a motor coach operation at that time. And subsequent to that, they've done a number of trucking company and truck-related research projects with video event recorders. And all of that research that they've done has been has shown that this technology, this safety technology, is effective, particularly when it's used in a coaching scenario. In other words, the captured events are used to coach the driver and to address the risks and behaviors that led to those risks.
What about any statistics that show, for instance, a trucking company that is using the devices has improved their safety numbers in some way, such as crashes or near misses are down X percent? In other words, is there data to quantify how video event recorders can improve a trucking company's safety numbers?
There are some data points, again, both sort of in the industry as well as in the government side of things. One of the carriers that FMCSA studied a few years back had about a 38-40% reduction in their rate of what's called safety-related events, per over a 10,000-mile period. That was one of the carriers that they analyzed and studied. Another carrier, I believe, was up around 50-52% reduction in their average rate of safety-related events. You know, those are significant numbers, and those are just two examples in a couple of the studies that FMCSA did with some motor carriers. Within the industry itself, I think there's a host of carriers that have been using cameras and video event recorders for a number of years that have demonstrated safety improvements, you know, reduction in crashes, improvement in claims, reduction in claim costs, and those types of things. I don't have those percentages at my fingertips, but I know they're there.
You've talked about some of the advantages of video event recorders, the pros of the devices, but like anything, I'm sure there are disadvantages. In other words, what are the cons of video event recorders?
Driver acceptance is clearly one of them. Drivers need to understand what this technology does and what it doesn't do. And there are myths in the industry about, you know, what the managers or what the owner of the company can do. The common myth is they can sit at their computer and watch the driver as the driver's operating, you know, every minute of the day. And that's just not the case. That just doesn't happen. So some of the cons and disadvantages are perception based or myth based. You know, getting beyond those myths, getting beyond the misperceptions about the technology is one of the issues with respect to this safety technology. Driver acceptance also leads to driver retention. You know, carriers, particularly in this environment with drivers, they need to retain their drivers and their best drivers. So if a driver doesn't want to accept the technology, maybe they move on to the next carrier. So it's driver acceptance, it's driver retention, and it can also be driver recruiting. Some drivers don't want to go to companies that they believe they're going to be monitored on an ongoing basis. So there's a lot of the cons, a lot of the disadvantages center around the driver and the ability for the drivers to accept the technology and use it to their benefit.
What are some of the other myths about the devices when it comes to drivers?
I wouldn't call it a myth, but Will drivers be determined to be at fault in certain events? Yes, absolutely. That's not a myth. That's a fact. And so some drivers will be held accountable as a result of the video. Some drivers may believe that's a disadvantage. On the flip side, we all know if we're in this industry, we all know serious crashes, the majority of which are caused by the other driver. So truck drivers are going to be exonerated in the majority of events and the majority of serious crashes or serious incidents. There's a corresponding benefit, exoneration or exonerating the driver when the driver was doing all the right things. That's really one of the big benefits of these systems. And it can start out as a myth, or it can start out as a concern that drivers are going to be held accountable, which they will be. But the vast majority of cases, the drivers are exonerated, and that's why many drivers who may be skeptical at the outset become some of the biggest believers and some of the biggest champions for this technology.
So just how much interest is there in video event recorders by fleets? And is there a return on investment? Because I'm sure these devices and systems are not cheap.
Right. Yeah. That's a sort of a two-part question there. First part about the interest, I think there's a significant amount of interest in the industry. Many large carriers have already adopted video event recorders. Many medium and smaller size fleets, now that they're sort of post-ELD, post-electronic logging devices, are looking to the next safety technology to consider to improve their operation and improve their safety performance. So the interest is there. It's, I believe, significant, and I believe it's going to continue to grow in the near future. On the second part of your question, the return on investment, I also believe that that's there, and I shouldn't say I believe. I know it's there. Again, through the research that's been done, both government and industry generated and funded research, typically what fleets experience are the frequency of crashes goes down, the severity of crashes goes down, and the claim costs go down. And so that's where the return on investment is. Now it's going to take differing amount of times, but depending on the size of the fleet and how the fleet uses the video information and the data. For example, how often they coach, what they coach on, so forth. So that varies by company, but the ROI is definitely there.
Earlier in this episode of the podcast, I mentioned how electronic logging devices have been a game changer for trucking. They were the next big thing. Well, we're past the implementation for ELDs. Are video event recorders, Dave, the next big thing for trucking, at least electronics-wise?
I believe they are the next big thing. In fact, I think they're becoming the new standard in the industry. And I'll borrow a line from that a friend of mine used not too long ago. He said, all the cool kids have them and in the industry. And, I'll add to that with my own thought is, who doesn't want to be one of the cool kids? If there's a return on investment, and that return on investment is driven by reduced claim costs, reduced crashes, and overall improved safety, and a better environment for the employees, particularly the drivers, then why not? So absolutely, they're becoming the standard.
I know one of the things you've talked about in your presentations about video event recorders is the devices can help improve driver behavior. Tell us a little more about this, please.
Sure. People in the industry, particularly on the safety side of things in the industry, know that driver mistakes and misbehaviors are what drive a lot of the risk and a lot of the crash events. And of course, those mistakes and misbehaviors and crash-related events are very costly. So the video event recorders identify those mistakes and misbehaviors. They identify the drivers who are making those mistakes and misbehaviors. And then they allow the companies to not only identify the person, but to coach the person, to coach them up, if you will, to improve their safety performance. So that's how driver behavior can be improved, by identifying the misbehaviors or the mistakes. And let's face it, we all make mistakes, and coaching them so that they understand when the mistakes are made, or they can see that the misbehavior is there and they need to address it. I think a really good analogy is game film. This is game film. Hopefully most of the folks listening are some type of sports fan, whether football, basketball. Coaches and players all watch game film, and they do that to understand where they may have gone wrong and how they can do things better. And that's what we're talking about. This is game film. It's to be able to improve the performance. And what I haven't said yet is, it's not only to improve, it's also to recognize people who are doing the right thing. And let's face it, vast majority of professional drivers are doing the right thing every day. And to celebrate the successes and celebrate when when drivers do the right thing. And so they, it can be used in a positive way, and it can be used in a coaching way to improve as well.
Dave Oshenke is president of the Virginia-based advisory firm Scopelitas Transportation Consulting. You can find the firm and Dave on the web at scopelitasconsulting.com. I'll spell that. That's S-C-O-P-E-L-I-T-I-S consulting.com, where you can also read their news and insights into video event recorders and other trucking topics. Dave, many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Evan. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you can find more about some of the latest developments in the world of trucking by logging onto the PrePass blog, as well as the PrePass Resource Library. They're both under the Resources tab at prepass.com. That's PrePass.com. While you're there, you can also hear previous episodes of Eyes on the Road. Plus, you can subscribe to this podcast as well as listen to it through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Android, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and more. You can also keep up with PrePass through social media. Just log on to Facebook, Twitter, and or Instagram. You've been listening to Eyes on the Road, presented by PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge. Thank you for listening, and be sure to keep your eyes on the road.